Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us for today's Healthline, where we like to focus on ways to live a healthier, happier, and pain-free life. I'm Courtney Butts. We'll be taking your calls and answering your questions live in the studio today. We'll be opening the phone lines, and as a reminder, please make sure you are in a quiet room when you call with your TV turned all the way down. Our number is 318-219-4569. We'll have that on our screen, so don't worry if you forget it. Today is Fat Tuesday, which means the season of indulgence in Louisiana is coming to a close. Joining me today to talk about weight loss and wellness from Shed It Weight Loss Clinic, our owner and CEO, Irina Hasgatas, and physician assistant, Catherine Rogers. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi. Thank you. Hey, we're excited
to
be here.
Us.
Yeah, happy Mardi Gras. Love the Mardi Gras colors that we got going on here.
Thanks.
So let's just get right into it. So Shed It is a weight loss clinic, right? And what are ways that you guys can help people? We're really focused on the summer and spring months coming ahead of us. How can you help people lose weight?
Exactly. So we are here now to help people get back on track. We offer the so popular weight loss injections. We have compounded versions of semaglutide and tirzepatide, which are weekly injections. We also offer some oral medications, and when patients come in, they visit with our provider, Catherine, and go over their health history, their goals, their budget, and then Catherine will come up with a personalized plan.
Cool, very cool. Awesome. So can you guys give us some tips? You know, we're trying to bounce back. We had Super Bowl on Sunday with all the yummy snacks and everything, and then we have Fat Tuesday today. We've got King Cake and all of that. How can we bounce back and get back on track for the spring and summer months?
Really, we try to do a comprehensive version of everything, including focusing on nutrition. You know, obviously, once we start to feel better, we got to like to have people get moving, that sort of thing. But really, you know, drinking plenty of water, adding in some kind of fiber supplement, so that as we are starting to lose weight, we're not losing good nutrients and things like that. So really, really focusing on our diet, you know, prioritizing protein, that kind of thing. So much of it is, you know, the weight loss medications that are helping us, but then also lifestyle changes, so that as we're able to continue to feel better, we make these changes that are going to hopefully incorporate forever.
Yeah, I think that's so great. You know, I'm a dietitian, and I think it's really important for people to change their lifestyle, because once you're off of the medication,
yes,
you don't want to lose your progress, right?
Right.
And that's something that you guys encourage, so that's awesome.
Absolutely. We understand that there is a life after the medication. It's not really realistic to be on the medication for the rest of your life. And this is why we want to come up with a sustainable approach, a real life approach where people can maintain it after they lose the weight that they want to lose, and then maintain in a healthy range.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. So we've been talking in between segments, and you know, you'd mentioned that there's a difference between weight loss and fat loss. So if you wouldn't mind going into detail so others can understand the difference there.
Yeah, so, you know, with the weight loss medications, there's also everybody's body burns calories at different rates. And so there's ways to calculate, you know, your caloric intake, how many calories you need. And then from there, we can sustainably decrease that a little bit so that we're seeing just good fat loss. So that we're maintaining our muscle mass, because that's really where your metabolism is going to live. So if we can hit that perfect range of good water intake, good protein intake, and then, like I said, with the caloric deficit there, that's how we see fat loss, and that's the most sustainable way to lose, because, like you said, there's a life after medication, and that's where we want to have those good habits come into play.
Awesome. So we've talked about what you can expect. Now, which person out there is a good candidate for these weight loss drugs?
I mean, really everybody. We can only see adults, so 18 and up.
Two caveats.
Pregnant,
yeah.
We do not treat pregnant patients.
Okay. Or a family history of medullary thyroid cancer or multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2, we cannot do the weight loss injections. We got a couple of oral options, and from that we really sit down with me or the provider, like I said, to figure out your comprehensive medical history, because there are, you know, reasons like blood pressure, things like that, that would interfere with some of our oral options. So really the visit starts at the beginning, from the receptionist to the medical assistant to me, you know, really focusing on overall past medical history, surgical history, family history, social history, really getting a full evaluation to make the best decision for each patient.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, so non-scale victories are a big thing that you guys see as a motivator, meaning things like when you lose inches or, you know, progress photos. So you guys have a Fit 3D body scan. Pretty cool. So tell me more about that.
The Fit 3D body scanner is a device where you stand on it in your underwear and then it creates an avatar of you. And it does a lot of calculations, so it's very high tech. It measures the circumference of your waist, your hip, your arm, your neck, everything, so that you can track the progress of inches lost. But it also distinguishes between your fat and lean mass. And it even does a posture report. So it's a very great tool, and it's amazing how you see the shrinkage over time. So it's very motivating.
Right. Yeah. So that's something that's included in your program. So
yes,
when you
correct.
Sign up for the weight loss drugs, that's already included.
Yes, it comes absolutely free for the patients.
Awesome. Yeah. So how often are you guys meeting with patients?
Once a month regularly, unless the patients, there's a couple of patients that feel uncomfortable injecting themselves, which I can completely understand because I hate needles, believe it or not. But they can also come weekly then. It's a weekly injection, so if they cannot or if they do not feel comfortable injecting themselves, we can do it for them.
Awesome. Great. So yeah, if you have a question for either physician assistant Catherine Rogers or Irina Hasgatas, we have them here today talking about weight loss and wellness. They're with Shed It Weight Loss Clinic. Please give us a call at 318-219-4569. We'll be here answering all of your phone calls this morning if you have a specific question that you wanted to ask them. Yeah, awesome. So with the weight loss drugs, have you seen, what are some of, give me some testimonials, like some really motivating testimonials that you've seen with patients that you see every week?
I've seen lots of women and men who say, you know, they've tried all kind of different diet plans, intermittent fasting, keto, any, you know, craze diets that end up, if we can't sustain those results, then we end up losing progress. So I've seen these people say that they were finally able to lose weight. Yeah, I've seen women post-menopausal hormonal weight. I've seen women post-baby weight that lose weight and just said it's like the only thing that's worked. I've seen people like get off of certain medications, whether, you know, weight loss leads to lower blood pressure. Some people have been able to get off of blood pressure medications. Some people have been able to get off of diabetic medications, seen improvement in cholesterol numbers. You know, so just really seeing improvement in all lab work. So, you know, obviously weight loss is part of it, but then just overall wellness and then living a longer, healthier life has really been, I would say, the most important testimony that people have said.
That's great. Yeah. And it's, like you said, so much more than weight loss. And you're really taking care of them holistically, you know, mind, body, and spirit. So that's awesome. So take me through when you're weaning people off of these drugs. Like, what does that process look like?
So once we get to where we want to be, if we're at the goal, we really have one of two ways we can do it. We either, you know, I sit down and look at their chart and see what dose they were on. And then from there, me and the patient decide, hey, let's decrease our dose. You get, so the injections are every 7 days. So we'll decrease the dose, go every 7 days like that. Or sometimes we keep the dose the same and they start to stretch it out based off of their symptoms, hunger, different things like that. And so that's, you know, a visit with me, a phone call anytime they need to, but really trying to, and then also incorporate those healthy habits that we've established as far as the water, the fiber, the protein, all the good, you know, daily habits that we've established. And so then from there, we're able to wean off medication safely and effectively.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because when you significantly decrease your calories, you are at risk for losing your lean muscle mass, right? So you do heavily focus on the protein. Is that one of the first things that you start people on?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we definitely have long discussions with me about things like that. We have, you know, nutrition options, things. So really try to make it a comprehensive, know, just overall improvement in their lifestyle.
Great. Yeah, so if someone, I've heard that it decreases your food noise, you know, it decreases when you feel hungry. So how do you coach people through that? Like, what does that look like if somebody's like having a really hard time eating? What are some things that you coach them through to help them through that?
really just prioritizing the nutrition part of it. So mm-hmm. like I said, with the nutritionist, we'll sit down and I'll recommend different protein snacks, things like that, but just to be sure that we're getting balanced meals, nutritious meals. We've got a handout that we give every new patient that's got a list of, you know, good complex carbs, healthy proteins, healthy fats, that kind of thing.
Cool.
So really trying to just reach for better options there.
Yes, it sounds like you guys are just a one-stop shop, right?
Yeah, we really want to hold the hand of our patients throughout the entire process, and we want to be there for them. Because when you probably feel a little overwhelmed when you get all this information, but we're really there to answer all the questions and to troubleshoot on the way. And I would always encourage everybody to just reach out if there is a question, if they feel uncomfortable with something, just give us a call, write us an email. We're here for you.
Awesome. Yeah. So are these services covered by insurance?
Unfortunately okay. not. What we can do is, if there are patients that are diabetic, mm-hmm. we can help them with a prescription so they can get it covered by the insurance. But our services, unfortunately, are not covered by insurance.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, and you guys work with their budget, though, right?
Yes.
You mentioned that at the beginning.
We have really options for every budget. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Well, so what makes Shed It? And y'all are in Shed Road, right? Shed It on Shed Road.
On
I love
Shed
that.
Road. Yeah.
Easy to remember. So what makes you guys different maybe than other weight loss clinics? They're popping up everywhere.
Exactly.
So what makes you different?
This is really true. You have a vast offering now between local clinics, but also online clinics where you don't even know where they receive the medication mm-hmm. from. But as I said initially, what makes us different is that we are really there the entire way of the weight loss process. And we have a comprehensive approach, so it's not only the weight loss medication, we can also help with hormonal health. And we have partners in the community, our nutritionist, we work with a couple of workout places where mm-hmm. we can refer patients to. So it's really a comprehensive approach, evidence-based approach, and a sustainable approach.
Right, and so you mentioned the hormone therapy.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about what's included with that.
Yes, yeah, so we're really diving into that. And give your hormones as like little messengers in your body. And so if one's out of place and some things aren't gonna work as well, and you know, if we've got a few that are low or high, then things just don't run as efficiently. So we start with it starts with an evaluation with me, where we really dive into, you know, symptoms that we're having, family cancer history, sleep health, sex health, bowel movements, just kind of a comprehensive exam. And then, so our testing is saliva-based, but we're testing for estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEAS, and then your cortisol levels at four different times of the day. So then from there, we get that back. We have a good partnership with our clinical pharmacist, so from there we make up, it's bioidentical hormone replacement, so not gonna be synthetic replacement. It's gonna be identical to what your body is producing so that we have less side effects. We started a lower dose to try to be able to correct those without overshooting that, because, you know, too high of hormones leads to elevated cancer risk. So we're mm-hmm. trying to start low to get the best balance of it without causing any additional risk to anybody. But then once we can get all those hormones back leveled out, then people just feel and do so much better. This can be, you know, men with low testosterone, women that are postmenopausal, mm-hmm. people that have had, you know, different things in the past. So not just a one size fits all there. Everybody, you know, as we age starts to struggle with just different hormone imbalances.
Right. Yeah. And when they're out of balance, you definitely can
mm-hmm.
tell. And
yeah.
it can even impact your weight.
Weight,
absolutely.
Sleep,
yes.
like I said, sex health, fatigue, energy levels. Mood.
Yep.
So do you guys do that with the weight loss drugs, or is it a separate service?
It can be combined.
Okay.
It can be, but it's not necessary.
Yeah. The semaglutide and the tirzepatide are both the GLP-1 medications. So they, in general, do help some with hormonal weight. Mm-hmm. The way that they work is they increase enzymes from your pancreas to produce more insulin. So blood sugar is already just better regulated. So people, especially that have had kind of stubborn, yeah, I see a lot of postmenopausal women that just say, you know, I'm doing everything right and just still not able to mm-hmm. lose weight despite, you know, a pretty good diet, pretty good exercise plan, that kind of thing. So because our blood sugar is better regulated, they're already able to help some of that hormonal weight gain. And then just as a mechanism or how they work, they slow your stomach motility. So your stomach is not going to empty out as fast. It's going to stay fuller longer. So So that's how they help for you to feel fuller, and that's also because of those hormonal changes, how it's able to quiet some of that food noise, if you will. So
right.
They do help with some of the weight gain as far as hormonal weight, but then we can add in the hormonal evaluation too to really, really, really take a look into everything.
Very cool. Yeah, I've worked with several patients that have issues with their hormones, and you know, like you said, they've tried everything. And
doing so, everything right.
Right. Yeah. So I'm so glad that you offer that service. That's mm-hmm. awesome. So I just had a question and it just left me. We were talking about hormones, and is there a way to, this is what it was. Okay, semaglutide. It's everywhere now. So yes. There was a recent study that I actually read, I think it came out in December, and it's heart month, February is heart month, and there has been some benefits, I don't know if you've seen this, mm-hmm. Catherine, but with, you know, protecting yourself against heart attack, stroke, because it decreases inflammation, maybe mm-hmm. from excess blood sugar. I don't mm-hmm. know if you've seen that, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So semaglutide, you know, newer study, so I probably need more studies, but it may not just be effective for type 2 diabetes, but also for your heart.
Right. They've shown studies of like diastolic heart failure, some liver disease, some addiction studies are coming out now. So really everything they've studied it in so far has been shown to have a benefit there. So, and like I said before, people that are able to, you know, decrease blood pressure medicines, decrease cholesterol medicines, I think some of that is obviously weight loss induced, some of that mm-hmm. is inflammation. You know, so just overall, everything that they've studied so far has shown benefit. So I think
it's
definitely promising. Promising, I think, for the future too, you know, as we have so many chronic diseases that mm-hmm. are preventable and we just haven't been preventing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So take me through some of the side effects that someone may experience when starting these drugs.
Side effects, and I tell all my patients, can be anything GI related. So they are working in the stomach and the GI system, but you think of anything past the stomach, we've got just feet and feet of colon, we've got all kind of stuff, and they can slow that down. So that's why we really, really focus on good education, good habits, water, fiber, you know, vitamins, that kind of thing. But I would say most commonly people have nausea, constipation, heartburn, you know, more severe things are things like stomach paralysis, pancreatitis, that kind of thing. So we really try to, you know, focus on symptoms, focus on good habits, but really any GI side effect can happen. So that's where, like I said, we have a long evaluation the first visit, you know, warning of anything, and then from there, troubleshoot, call me anytime we need to so that we can work through anything like that.
Right. And is that with any patient, or it just depends on the patient by patient basis how it's going to affect you?
Patient by patient, mm-hmm. yeah. And then sometimes, you know, so fried fatty foods might make us feel right. nauseated, and I tell everybody, and some people say, I don't know what happened. I had, you know, fried chicken and I didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it is, you know, changing just diet and lifestyle in general. And then some people just unfortunately are more prone to nausea or, you know, things like that, even if they're doing everything right. So really they are trying to sort out dose, you know, mm-hmm. make adjustments there and see.
So do you recommend maybe drinking water even in between meals so there's not as much
lots and lots of water, yeah.
of nausea while you're eating, since yeah. you might get full really
yeah.
quickly?
Water also helps for the medicines to absorb and then just to work and keep everything flushed out. So we really, really...
You want to keep it moving.
Right.
Yeah, we really yeah. harp on lots of water.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, water...
We're
90% water yeah. anyway, so yeah. we need a lot of it. That's awesome. Well, if you were just joining us, we have Irina Haskatas and physician assistant Catherine Rogers from Shed It Weight Loss Clinic. Please give us a call at 318-219-4569 if you have a question for them. We are talking all things semaglutide and weight loss drugs, tirzepatide, all the things, and hormone replacement therapy. And yeah. might be a good time to transition to talk about this new thing that you guys are providing, Galleri. Is that how you say
yes.
it? Tell us a little bit more about it.
So we just started offering the Galleri test. It's a multi-cancer early detection test that we just started offering in the clinic. My husband and co-owner, Dr. Gaddis, is an oncologist, so it makes perfect sense to offer this in our clinic. And it fits in our approach of comprehensive health and wellness education. So I think this is a groundbreaking tool that we recommend to really everybody over maybe 40-ish, because it could detect cancer signals that are already in your body before you have any other symptoms.
Wow, yeah, that sounds state of the art there. So any kind of cancer?
So there's a few kind of cancers that already have detections. Breast cancer, we do, you know, mammograms, colon cancer, colonoscopies at certain ages. I think colonoscopies are 50 unless you've had family history of that. For people that, you know, smoke and they're looking for lung cancer, CT scans, pap smears for like cervical cancer, and then for prostate cancer, people, you know, check PSA levels. But then, so that's five cancers that are common and they have, you know, detections or ways that we're looking for them. But then on the other side of that, there's, I think 95, I could be wrong on that number, but there's so many other kind of cancers that don't have a clear screen. And so, you know, obviously there's some blood tests, but most of the time we're not looking for blood tests until people are already having symptoms. And cancer, you know, can just be so aggressive and spread so fast. Mm-hmm. So this is actually going to go in. It's a blood test there too, but it's going to show just different gene mutations and see. So it's just, that's why the early detection comes into play, because you can have that done before you're starting to have, you know, abdominal pain or whatever symptom you might have that is leading to your cancer workup. So really cool. Pretty groundbreaking there.
Yeah, and it's Cancer Prevention Awareness Month as well. So that's a great thing for you guys to have. So is this something that, you know, if I went by your store today, mm-hmm. you would be able to do it today?
Yes.
So you're starting it now.
Okay. Yeah, the way the process works is you come to our clinic, you pick up this kit, then you go to a lab. Here, there's the vials in there. They take your blood and send it off. You have to fill out the intake form. And once the results come back, it's between 1.5 and 2 weeks. You will sit down with Dr. Gaddis, our oncologist, and talk about the results, but also about your family history. And he does a complete assessment, a risk assessment.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So you've had patients already do this?
Yes. Well, I was the guinea pig patient.
Oh, okay.
Because there's breast cancer in my family.
Okay.
And I mean, it gives you peace of mind, I think. Yeah.
And you can do this separate from the weight loss drugs.
Absolutely.
It's just another
yes.
service mm-hmm. you offer. That's yeah. very cool. I mean, in cancer, it's you know, affects so many people, and that's just really awesome that you guys offer that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's exciting. It's really groundbreaking, and we are very excited to offer it to our community here.
Awesome. Well, really quick, tell us where we can find you, your location, and a phone number for people that are just now tuning in.
So we are located in Bosha City on 2211 Shed Road, Suite B. That's the purple door. And you can call us at 318-746-3880. And you can also visit our website, shedit.com.
Great. Awesome. So I love talking about metabolism, because I think a lot of times people think you can do, you know, we just finished a holiday season and a lot of people see this time as New Year's resolution time, right?
Yes.
They just completely skip January, February, and then after Mardi Gras, okay, it's time to, you know, get serious. So with metabolism, you know, do you guys buy into like the detox and like all these metabolism boosters kind of thing, or, you know, what's your philosophy with that?
I think good protein intake plus some kind of strength resistance training plus a little bit of cardio is going to be your best bet at keeping your metabolism high and keeping everything going. So, you know, we can obviously calorie restrict, but then over time, then you reset your metabolism to a lower level.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, I mean, yeah, we can starve and eat 800 calories a day, but then over time, then your body expects just that 800. So then as you go over that, then you've messed up your metabolism, and then you're going to gain weight inevitably either way. So
right.
we really, really try to focus on the good protein intake, some kind of strength training. You know, obviously not everybody's fitness level, you know, varies person by person, but just kind of whatever we can do to be able to help our metabolism maintain.
Yeah.
The Fit3D body scanner, by the way, calculates your basal metabolic rate.
Cool.
So mine, for instance, is 1,350-ish. Which is really not that much.
Right.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is your basal metabolic rate, that you just have to exist to mm-hmm. get that number,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. So
I mean, of course, if you add workout, if you add movement, of course, that adds to it.
And
but
muscle.
Then also,
yeah.
Yes. So, but I think it's still a great indicator to know where you stand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a cool thing for people to do. So how long have you guys had this Fit Body Scanner?
Since last year, November 2022.
Oh, okay.
Like November 22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so patients really like it, and you said it's very motivating.
Oh, yeah, we really recommend it for everybody. Of course, they don't have to if they don't feel comfortable doing it, but I think it's a great tool to really see the progress, because it's just amazing if you see the numbers the first time versus 3, 4, 5 months later.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's say somebody's just tuning in. If you don't mind walking them through the process of, you know, starting weight loss drug therapy with you guys, and what does the whole start to finish process look like?
So we make an appointment, come see us at Shed Road. You'll meet our medical assistant. She'll start doing some sort of past medical history, kind of an evaluation, get your medication list, everything like that. Check your vital signs, allergies, then you come and see me, where we really sit down and do the comprehensive past medical history, surgical history, meds, you know, that sort of thing. And then from there we come up with weight loss goals. You know, I ask people what their exercise currently looks like, what their diet currently looks like, and then from there weight loss goals, and then, you know, just best approach to get there. So with that comes into consideration what kind of medical problems they have, how much weight they want to lose, their physical activity, and then from there we make the best approach, and then we get started. It's a once a month evaluation. The shots or the injections are once a week. Most of our oral medications are once a day, and so then it's a once a month follow up with us to see how we're doing, change doses, you know, figure out if we had any symptoms or need to do anything differently, mm-hmm. and then body scan if you want to.
Yeah.
Which we highly recommend.
Okay, and is that an extra service that you offer, or does it come with the package deal?
It's with the package.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's a couple of non-patients, like walk-ins, they can do the body scanner.
Oh, cool.
That are not patients. Yeah, I mean, everybody can come by. It's only $40 if you're not a patient.
Very cool. Yeah, that seems interesting to me.
But come by.
Yeah, right. I'm really interested in that gallery test. I have breast cancer in my family as well, so that's really interesting too.
Yeah.
So you've got the hormone therapy, you've got the weight loss drugs, you've got the Fit Body 3D scanner.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all the. Am I missing something? Or did I cover it all? The gallery testing,
yep. The hormone health. Yeah, we also do lipotropic injections. It's basically vitamins or amino acids. It also helps with like shedding the fat, and energy levels. But it's not really a weight loss. Like, it's not like semaglutide or tirzepatide.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we offer those too.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier you set a weight loss goal. Is there something that you recommend or that y'all recommend as a good weight loss goal? Because sometimes it might be maybe overly ambitious.
Yeah.
So what would you say is a good weight loss goal, maybe in a month or 6 weeks?
I always tell people, people once started on the injections, on average, I would say you probably lose anywhere from 4 to 10 pounds the first month. And some of that depends on how much we have to lose, effort that we're putting in on the other side. You know, we have a BMI chart posted on the door. It's not always feasible. Some people are only losing weight because they need to have a knee surgery or different things. So everybody's weight loss goal looks differently, but we try to keep everything, you know, within reason. We want people to feel healthy and at their best, but not, you know, too small or don't have any reserve, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
We do try to set realistic goals there.
Right, or to decrease their metabolism so much that,
right,
you know,
we don't want anything to be too drastic to where we reset our metabolism and aren't, you know, doing things in a healthy way.
Yeah, and always focusing on those non-scale victories, increasing your muscle.
I think healthy way is the most important, because you hear a lot of these reports with the Ozempic phase and the hair loss, and this is when you lose the weight too fast and your body cannot keep the nutrients. So our approach is healthy, safely, healthy, consistent. This is
great.
I think the right way to go.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's great advice. Well, can you tell us again where we can find you for those just tuning in, a phone number and website?
Visit us at shedit.com or call us at 318-746-3880. You can also come by and visit us at 2211 Shed Road, Suite B in Bossier.
Awesome. Any last words of advice that you want to give to people watching?
If you want to get ready for the beach body, now is the time.
Awesome. Yes, I agree. Yep. It's starting to heat up here too. So, you know, we're starting to think about those beach bodies, swimsuit season.
Exactly.
I mean, so yeah. We've got physician assistant Catherine Rogers and co-CEO and owner Irina Hasgatas here in the building today. Shed It Weight Loss Clinic on Shed Road. Visit their website, Shed It Weight Loss Clinic.
Shedit.com.
Shedit.com.
There we go. Super simple. Shedit.com.
And we'll be back tomorrow with another Healthline.